The thing about having a baby on a bus is that, quite apart from the inconvenience, which is huge, to say nothing of the embarrassment, which is also inconsiderable, there are no instructions in any of the baby books that give even the slightest indication of what to do in such an event. Reach a corner and the pedestrian signal is red. The rubber handle grips stick to the insides of my fists as I wait for the green light, which will let me wheel the baby away. Then gradually, like leaking blood, the message filters through. I can't hide this one under the sheets in the airing cupboard. Linda found herself staring out of the window into the cold morning light. It was a ridiculous thing to do at her age, 30 years old today. Far too old to be looking out for a postman with a sense of growing excitement. After all, what could she expect to receive? A card from her mother, one from her brother, if he remembered, and possibly a few more from her friends, maybe even a present or two, but probably not. Nothing to get excited about, but she could never shake off this childish sense of anticipation for birthdays and Christmas, which was inevitably followed by disappointment when the actual event arrived. But as her mother's breath begins to falter, Lily's eyes begin to flutter, and her mind begins to drift. She dreams of her mum and the black and white lady in the photograph. She dreams of all the women who have come before her and of all the women who will come after her. She dreams of a loving home where her mother and grandmother spend their days talking and singing. And she dreams of her own daughter, out in the garden cutting daffodils. She dreams of her little girl's childhood full of laughter, of her daughter's adulthood full of love, and of the time when she will show her own daughters and granddaughters the mahogany trunk filled with old photos. And she dreams of the day when she will finally join her mother in the cream room with a solid oak door.